We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, you know, when I came to radio 3 years ago, I called on my friends in TV when I needed their perspective, their interview, their insight. I had no problem with sending a text. Hey, can you join me for this? Hey, can you come on for that? Paul Martino is one of the people that answered the call. Glad to have you here because I thought, Paul, and I know you're on the golf course today, so I'm going to be quick with you. Give me three good tips about retirement.
I am live and direct from Green Oaks Golf Club in Verona, but I have voluntarily vacated this hole just for you, so I'm not going to rush. This is important. First of all, were you ready for all of the accolades that follow retirement? Because I sure as heck was not.
No, in fact, it is.
And it's wonderful.
It is, but it's overwhelming. Yes. I mean, you're touched by it, but it's overwhelming.
My buddy, Sean McDowell, who retired from WDV Radio a couple of years ago, when I announced retirement, he said, get ready for this. And I had no idea what he was talking about. It is heartening to know that people watched you, enjoyed you. And people now, months after my retirement, still come up to me and say, you know, we miss you on KDKA. Wow. And it's heartwarming. And I know they feel this very same way about you.
Well, it is nice to feel like you have made a difference. You know, it's kind of like we go through the motions. We do the job. We tell the stories. We run out here. We run out there. But it's nice to feel like you made a difference.
Well, you did make a difference. You made a big difference. And one of the things that I want to relay, if you don't mind, are the things most people don't know about what you did off the air. You worked for and represented your fellow workers. You served on the SAG-AFTRA union negotiating committee. It was an unpaid position. It was challenging, took a lot of time. Probably didn't endear yourself to management by doing that. But I was there with you, and when the CBS lawyers saw you show up, they sat up and listened, and it was a great thing.
Well, and that's not I'll tell you what, I appreciate.
So, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
You also had the station's diversity committee. That's a very important mission. And you chair that committee. And you've put in enormous hours of work by doing that work. And I'm grateful for your efforts, and so are your fellow workers. And you have a fine professional career, but also the way you conducted yourself in the newsroom was outstanding.
Well, I always appreciated you. You got me involved with the SAG-AFTRA group, and, you know, I've always been a champion for diversity at the table, you know, and I believe the old adage, you know, if there isn't a seat for you, then bring your own. So, I'm going to rush along only because Patrice King-Brown is holding on, but I have to tell you this. We started talking about the accolades and how overwhelming they are. Of course, you know who's been texting me because he's so jealous of that. You know who I'm talking about, right?
Would that be Mr. Griffin by chance?
That would be Marty Griffin, yeah. I had to call him out on
that. I've been getting
that.
A lot of text from him lately as well.
But I thank you, my friend. We've had a great run together. And the good news is, you know, none of this is goodbye. It's just see you later. So
no,
I appreciate you.
Continue. Give my love to Patrice.
I will. I sure will. Thanks, Polly.
You're welcome.
All righty. Paul's at the golf course today, so, I mean, that's what we're talking. We're talking real friends that, take a minute. He passed up a hole. Patrice King-Brown, meantime, is on the other side of the country, I believe. Welcome, my sister.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And it is morning here, and it's another sunny day in Southern California.
Oh, well, wait a minute. We have some sun here, too, okay? Just so you're clear.
Oh,
we have some sun here. You just need a sweater.
That's my weather I love. That's the weather
I
miss.
Sweater weather.
I talk about that a lot. Yeah, it's better weather over there. Anyway, I miss Pittsburgh. But and I heard your conversation with Paul, which was great. And, yeah, I send that love right back to him. This, to quote Harold, this is a day kind of to reflect an era when we were all together.
Mm-hmm.
And we were, we did great work. I'm excited for you and your retirement, but there is, as we have said many times on many phone calls, the things have changed in the industry. It makes life a little more challenging, but we loved what we did. So it makes it hard sometimes to really just walk away from it. So retirement is a great time. It's time with friends. It's time with family. It's time to do the things you want to do. But it's also a little bit sad because we had great friends in our business at KDKA and great people in the city of Pittsburgh. And so, because it was so much fun what we did as well, that makes it a little difficult too, a little challenging.
Yeah, Pittsburgh does make it special. And I don't know if you remember this or not. You told me a story once where you said that someone came up to you and said, "Didn't you used to be Patrice King Brown?" I think that listeners and viewers, they go through transitions too when we leave. They do.
I think they do. Yeah, they do. As Paul mentioned, though, it is wonderful the response from people when you are leaving and when you run into them still. And as much as I miss Pittsburgh, it truly warms my heart when I hear from folks or run into people in airports. Things like that. We haven't done a lot of travel this year, but I was in Houston last week and did run into some people from Pittsburgh. And it was just really nice after all these years, But I'm thinking about you, my friend. You and I have known each other since we were 14 years old, and that's a few minutes ago.
That's a lifetime ago. But here's the beauty. Friends throughout that whole period of time. And now we're going to get to be retired grandmothers together and we can do things with the grandkids. So I'm looking forward to that.
Oh,
I think
I
we
got
to take the grandkids on a trip. I think they need a trip.
Yeah, I think there you go. I think we should set that up.
I think we need to work on that. Yep.
It's a great idea. You have had, it's a wonderful gift being a grandparent. And I don't think you can appreciate it until you are one. Nobody can prepare you for that love that you feel for grandchildren. And not that you didn't love your kids, because we love them to death, too. But those grands are something else. So being a grandparent is amazing. And you are going to be fabulous and now have more time to spend with your little grandchildren and watch them grow and be part of their lives and have them make memories with you.
Looking forward to it. But I'm serious. We're going to have to rent a house on the beach and take the kids and go to the beach. We'll talk about that.
Nothing easier than a beach vacation with kids.
We'll let the parents come at some point in the trip. We're not going to, but we'll talk about that. My friend, Patrice King Brown, thank you so much. I love you.
One last thing. May you be proud of the work you have done, my sister, the woman you have become, because we grew up there. And the difference that you have made. I love you.
Oh, thank you. See, when you talk to people like that, now you got me emotional. Thanks, Patrice. I appreciate that. Thank you, dear. I love you.
Talk to you. Love you, too. Bye-bye.
All right. It's 1:15. AAA Traffic, powered by Bowser Automotive, now hiring in all departments. You can visit thepowerofbowser.com today and apply. Hey, Rob Taylor.
what's going on, Lynn? A little thick the traffic is as you come into town on the Parkway West. So as you're coming on in past Carnegie and head towards Greenshoe, you start to build up a little bit as you come into town. Parkway East and West, Parkway East rather, inbound and outbound, that's looking good. Same with 28. Route 65 is looking good. Parkway North is good as well. And of course, the delays in that final S bend as you head towards the Neville Island Bridge on 79 northbound. Our next AAA traffic on the fives report coming up at 125 from the Presbyterian Senior Care Network Traffic Center. I'm Rob Taylor on 100.1 FM at AM 1020 KDKA.
So let me just let me go through a couple of logistical things and catch my breath here for a minute. So this is my last day for the regular show, but I will Marty Griffin and I are going to kind of we got to figure out exactly how this interaction between the two of us is going to work and when it's going to happen, and we'll certainly let you know. My email address is going to stay the same. So my email address is Lynn, L-Y-N-N-E, at kdkaradio.com. That's Lynn with an E, L-Y-N-N-E, at kdkaradio.com. And many of you, I've been emailing with some of you today, because some of you email me every day, and I love you for that. And we'll keep in touch. And, you know, you guys in many ways are on top of things. You tell me your perspectives. You bring me up to speed on issues and vice versa. My social media is going to stay the same as well. So my Lynn Hayes Freeland News Radio 1020 page is going to stay the same. Although I got to be honest, I was thinking about changing the name. I don't know why. I just felt like it needed something catchier. Let me know what you think about that, if I should change the name. It just seems like Lynn Hayes Freeland News Radio 1020. That's a lot. That's just a lot. And so, you know, it needs to be something catchier, you know, talking to Lynn, talking with Lynn. I don't know, but I want to play around with that. But it's going to stay the same. My Twitter account's going to stay the same. Lynn Hayes Freeland, KDKA, I think it is. Instagram, I think it's just Lynn Hayes Freeland. So all of those things are going to stay the same. They're going to stay up. They're going to stay operating. And you and I will have a chance to interact on a regular basis. I will be definitely doing a lot more social media. And I think I have a feeling that one of the things that's going to happen for me is I'm going to miss this more than I thought. I'm going to miss this more than I realized, and I'm going to want to find ways to stay connected to you. So I'll probably, you know, like for the last couple of months, I've been putting questions out there every day. Now, my intent was to see what people were thinking, to gauge people's interest, to see if it was something we wanted to do on the show. So obviously the intent of that will be different. But in terms of finding out what people are thinking about, what they're talking about, and, you know, what we need to include, what I need to go after Marty for, whatever it is, that becomes a wonderful vehicle for that. The other thing, two other things that I will be doing on a regular basis is, first, the Minority Health Matters show, which we do on the first Saturday of every month. It's an effort we do in cooperation with Gateway Medical Society. And the whole idea is to address health concerns within the African-American community and the dearth of black and brown doctors, not just here in Pittsburgh, but across the country. And it's probably a good time for me to just mention that as well, because for every 15 people that I got that said wonderful things about our time here together, there's that one that felt like I spent too much time talking about minority affairs, minority issues. Well, first of all, if you're feeling like I talk too much about minority affairs, there's a pretty good chance that you're not a minority. So I'll give you a little bit of leeway there, but not much, because I, as someone who has spent a vast majority of my career telling the stories, looking at the issues and the problems in the black community, trust and believe when I say this, you know, if there's a cold in the white community, it's going to be the flu by the time it gets to the black community. So we are still connected. And so the issues that affect one community affect the other. And until we fix it for one community, it's not going to get fixed for any community. So whether you like it or not, we're in this together. And the only way we're going to get out of this is together. So be assured, if there are health disparities in the black community, that's going to affect a lot of people. It's going to affect people who, in many cases, were overlooked as the first or the frontline workers during the pandemic. But they were the people who made sure, you know, that the rooms were cleaned at the hospital, that the food was at the grocery store. I mean, so many things. The list goes on and on. So if, you know, they're already saying we could be seeing a winter spike, and I really don't want to talk about COVID on my last day, but I do want to say this. We still have to be careful. We still have to pay attention. And the news is still the news. And even though many of you think that the, what do they call it? MSM, mainstream media. Yeah, I never got that. But mainstream media, they think that we created the problem. Nope. Just because we report it doesn't mean we created it. More of my friends stopping by in the next hour and a half as well. And even my boss. So stick around. We got a lot more to do on this Friday afternoon, the last Lynn Hayes Freeland show in that noon to three spot. I also want to just say thank you to folks who are sending me messages and emails and even calling in. You don't want to be on the air. I get it. If you don't, but, you know, if you want to get on the air, we can fit you in too. But, if you just want to call and say goodbye, I appreciate that too. I just, feel the love and I appreciate it. We're coming up on 125 AAA traffic on the fives powered by Bowser Automotive, where they're now hiring in all departments. All you have to do is visit thepowerofbowser.com and apply. Hey, Rob Taylor.
What's up, Lynn? Parkway West is still thick right there. If you're coming into town past Carnegie, you start to see the buildup and the back of right around the top of Green Tree Hill. So be alert for that. Parkway West outbound, though, that's looking pretty good if you're heading out of town. Parkway East inbound is good. Same with the Parkway East outbound. Still got that delay on the final westbound, 79 northbound right near the Neville Island Bridge. This report is brought to you by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real-life magic for guests. Our next AAA Traffic on the Fives report coming up at 1:35 from the Presbyterian Senior Care Network Traffic Center. I'm Rob Taylor on 100.1 FM at AM 1020 KDKA.
Well, guess what? We're halfway through, halfway home on this final edition of the regularly scheduled Lynn Hayes Freeland Show. And I feel like I have to say that because I am not riding off into the sunset. So for those folks out here who are doing cartwheels and cheering and all that other stuff, calm down. I'm not gone. I'm just leaving this moment in time, but I'm not gone. Dr. Kimberly Ellis joins me now. And, you know, there are just so many people in the community that have been such a big part of this show. It was like, how could we have a final show without having Kimberly Ellis on the show? Welcome back, my friend.
Oh, thank you so much, Lynn Hayes Freeland. I'm very happy to be a part of your last regularly scheduled show.
You know, you got to clarify sometimes. You got to clarify. But, you know what? I want to just pick up on something that a caller mentioned before the news. And one of the things that Carol said is that before I got plopped down here from noon to three, Monday through Friday, it was probably debatable just how much the African-American community had engaged in this radio station. So because you and I always talk about things of substance and significance, let's talk about for just a minute why diversity matters, why being at the table matters, and why vehicles like this, why what you're doing in the Hill District, why all of those things matter in 2021.
Oh, certainly. You know, I've learned a lot recently, and I think that, first of all, in terms of KDKA radio and KDKA television, your presence has been phenomenal, and the fact that it was slightly accidental, right, is such an issue, but it goes to show that there's really great talent everywhere, and mm-hmm. we need people to be willing to tap into it and to have some courage and make brave choices. I'm so glad that KDKA took a risk on you, you know, and you've more than returned their initial investment. You quadrupled it in many different ways, all right? And it matters. It matters because you brought different audiences to the radio station. You brought issues to the radio station that were not being talked about beforehand and definitely not being talked about in the way in which you brought it to the station. It's very important. So the work that I'm doing in the Hill District, when I look back, it's amazing because I see that I was so very much prepared for what I'm doing now, you know, working as Director of Community Arts and Culture for Buccini Poland Group, the developer of the Lower Hill Development Team. And it's such a perfect position for me, Lynn. It's so perfect. I didn't even realize it because I had an academic background and an artistic background, and I didn't see myself as a part of a commercial real estate development company. And meanwhile, it's a perfect role. So we need to be there. We need to be able to see ourselves anew. We need to be able to shift our skill set so that we can bring it to these different places and companies. And as you know, Lynn, I mean, as in media, as in commercial real estate development, it's a very heavily white and male environment.
and
they need us.
They do.
And so even my team has been so thankful to have me along, and I feel the same way.
There you go. And I got a lot of folks I'm trying to get in. I just very quickly, my final TV show, there was a part of an interview with your uncle, August Wilson, in there. I don't even know when we did it, but I was asking him about his play for the 80s, and he hadn't even written it yet. How amazing was that?
Yeah, that was amazing, and I laughed so hard about the fact that he was difficult for you because he was a chain smoker, because we used to get on him all the time, and we finally stopped smoking, you know, and then we were horrified when he started up again with cigars after the birth of his last daughter, which honestly led to the cause of his death. So it's a very sad story all around. But no, I think that it was amazing. I loved that he was just sort of sewing together the pieces, you know, as he was talking and saying, I don't really know. I don't really know what that is. And then he went on, right, to write Radio Golf, which predicted, if not invited, the election of Pittsburgh's first black mayor, who turned out to be Ed Gainey. But in all truthfulness, he thought, and probably his own friend thought, that it might be Saleh Uddin that would be the first, but it ended up being Ed Gainey.
And you know, we could talk about that forever, but I don't have time, because there was Toni Norman, I think, just wrote a very interesting column about that the other day, about African Americans who could have been elected mayor, and Saleh was one, Bird Brown was another. But we'll save that conversation for another day. Dr. Kimberly Alice, thank you, my friend, and thank you for being my friend.
Absolutely. And thank you, Lynn, also, because you gave my mother her last award. And she was so thankful, and you were so supportive of my mother, Frieda Ellis. And I'm grateful to you for everything that you did for her and everything that you've done for me.
Oh, yeah. Your mom was one of my favorites. Thanks so much, Kimberly. Take good care.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I'm going to see. Do we still have Anna? I know Anna. Is it Anna? Anna, yeah. I'm sorry. You've been holding on a while, and I apologize, my friend.
No, this is kind of ironic. It's easy for your fans to call and say they're going to miss you and wish you well. But let's just say I'm somebody that probably can count on one hand the times I've agreed with you.
Okay.
And I've gone at it on the radio with you in silence, like I haven't called in, just because I don't agree with a lot of what you say. But
okay.
You've gotten me to think. You've gotten me to see new things from a different standpoint. I wish you all the best. I think your family is really blessed to have you. I take care of my mom like you take care of your dad, so there are similarities. Want to say I wish you the best. And even though we don't agree on many things, I agree that you're a great person, and I agree that Pittsburgh was lucky to have you.
And you know what? I appreciate your call so much more than you probably can imagine, because I know that, you know, that a lot of times we're not going to agree, but we can have conversation, you know, and there are going to be things that you bring to me that make me think differently. And maybe I can bring something to you that maybe gives you pause to go, we may not change our minds, but we can do it civilly. We can do it respectfully. And like I said, your call means much more than you probably even realize. So I thank you for that.
No, I agree. It took a lot to do it, but I'm like, I have to do this because you did get me to think differently. And we, while never rude, I was never rude to you when I talked to back to the radio.
When you were screaming at the radio.
Exactly. It makes everybody realize, like, yeah, we can disagree, like you said, and maybe, you know, sometime we can meet in the middle on some things. But I do. I wish you all the best. I hope your dad does well. And I hope your grandkids really enjoy you.
Thank you. And all the best to your mom as well. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. We're at 145 already. AAA traffic powered by Bowser Automotive, where they are now hiring in all departments. All you got to do is visit thepowerofbowser.com and apply. Rob Taylor.
What's going on, Lynn? Taking a look at the roadways. The Parkway West inbound is still a little backed up as you head into town around the top of Green Tree Hill. Parkway West outbound still a little slow downtown as you're trying to get up on that four-pit bridge and through the tunnels. Parkway East inbound, that looks pretty good at this moment. Same with the Parkway West, Parkway East outbound, that's looking good. Maybe you might run into a little bit of a buildup around the Bandit Bates, but you should be good to go. How about 28? That's looking good. 65 is looking good. And don't forget about that accident I told you about just a few minutes ago to Wilkinsburg. If you're in that area, the area of Penn Avenue and Swissville Avenue, avoid that area due to an accident happening right there. Our next AAA Traffic on the Fives report coming up at 1:55 from the Presbyterian Senior Care Network Traffic Center. I'm Rob Taylor on 100.1 FM at AM 1020 KDKA.
You know, I think the other thing about my my journey here in the radio station, and I posted a picture, again, I keep going back to my Facebook page because I just had to get a lot of stuff out today on Facebook. But I posted a picture of, like, I guess it was that little prickly thing that everybody saw when COVID-19 started. So I come to radio, I feel like I'm just kind of getting my footing here, and bam, we get hit with a pandemic like we've never seen before. That changed everything. Not only, you know, my outlook and my wanting to spend time with my family, but it also meant I was at home, that I had to be careful about where I went because I have a senior that lives with me. And COVID, I can honestly say that COVID-19 changed my life. I'm still trying to figure out whether it's changed for the better or not, but it changed my life. 866-391-1020. It's my last day. Stephanie, welcome.
I had to be careful about where I went because I have a senior.
Ooh, visit. Stephanie, are you in the car? Where are you? Stephanie? Stephanie, I heard your radio there, Stephanie. Okay, all right. Stephanie, sorry if we misconnected. You can always call back. Still got, I sent a text to both my son and my daughter today. And as you know, they both live in Atlanta. And I asked them to come on the show. Well, my daughter was like, sure, what time? I'm still waiting to hear from my son. Now, I'm sure I'll get some song and dance about work and I couldn't do it, Mom, and so forth and so on, because you know how guys are. But the other thing is, and I will say this when my daughter is on in the next hour as well, you know, my kids, the entire time they grew up here in Pittsburgh, they grew up in the spotlight. They grew up as Lynn Hayes Freeland's kids. And so there was a responsibility that went with that. There was a burden that went with that. In fact, I always thought that both of my kids decided to go away to college, to go somewhere else, so they didn't have to be Lynn Hayes Freeland's kids anymore, you know? So this will be a chance for me to ask her about that. I don't know if I'm going to do that or not. That might be putting her on the spot. And I remember not too terribly long ago, I used pictures of my grandkids, my grandson and my granddaughter, for something. And my son called me up and he was like, look, I didn't have a choice when you were always putting me on TV and making me do TV and using my picture. He said, but I do have a choice when it comes to my kids. So before you use them on TV or use their pictures again, would you just mind asking me and their mom, me and my wife, before you do that? And it's funny because you don't think about it. You know, I feel like I talk about them. I want to show their picture, so I do it. I never thought about, you know, how somebody else might feel. I posted a picture of my 96-year-old father today on Facebook. Well, first of all, he's not on Facebook. I'm not even sure he understands Facebook. But I just feel like when you talk about people, and again, we do this thing every day, you know, so I just feel like when you talk about people and you share those insights, sometimes it's nice for people to see who you're talking about. I was tempted to post the grandkids on Facebook today, but I didn't. Maybe if my son had called me back, I would have asked, but he didn't. Anyway, my daughter will be coming up in the next hour, as well as a dear, dear friend. And then we're going to round out this 3-hour ride with my boss. Yeah, is this going to be like an exit interview? Nah, I'm still going to be around. We're coming up on 155 AAA Traffic, powered by Bowser Automotive. They're now hiring in all different departments. All you have to do is visit thepowerofbowser.com and you can apply. Hey, Rob Taylor.
Thank you so much, Lynn. And as we take a look at the roads, Parkway East, looking pretty good if you're heading out of town. And yeah, it gets a little bit, you'll see a little bit of a slowdown around the Bend of Bates, but it's flowing though. So no stopping traffic. You're good to go on the Parkway East outbound. Coming into town on the Parkway East, that looks very nice as well as you head through Edgewood, Swissvale, and through the Squirrel Hill tunnels. Don't forget about that accident in Wilkinsburg. A cruiser on the scene there at the corner of Penn Avenue and Swissvale Avenue. 28's looking good, 65 is okay, and the Parkway West out of town, that still backed up around the downtown areas, trying to get through the four pit tunnels, and Parkway West inbound, just a little bit of a backup at the top of Green Tree Hill. Our next AAA Traffic on a Fives report coming up at 2:05 from the Presbyterian Senior Care Network Traffic Center. I'm Rob Taylor on 100.1 FM at AM 1020 KDKA.
Stephanie, I hear you're back. I'm going to try to get you in before we break for the news. Welcome.
Hi, Lynn. Sorry about that. I was in my car, as usual. Anyway, I want to thank you so much. I was listening to KDK with, you know, with Marty here and there. And when you came on, I said, oh, Lynn's on the radio. And it made it very special for just to listen to you. And being an African-American woman, just to hear your thoughts on things and the talking points on your show are just wonderful. And going to miss you a lot. You know, all good things sometimes come to an end. And I just, you know, and I just wish you all the absolute best that life is giving you.
Well, I appreciate that. I do. And, you know, it's so funny because I really didn't realize how rare an African-American woman in talk radio was. Patrice King Brown tried to tell me that before I came here, but I didn't get it until I got here. And then I was like, oh, yeah, it's going to take a whole lot for folks to get used to this. Yeah. But
yes, having the representation of you with us is just, you know, I think it was really just a blessing and just wonderful just to hear.
I appreciate that. And I appreciate you. Thanks so much. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Lynn. Appreciate you.
All righty. Take good care. We're coming up on 2:00 and it's time for the news.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.